It's Tuesday, the 23rd of September, and I look up to mostly blue skies and two jackdaws sitting on the telephone wire. Now that's an unusual sight. Not two jackdaws, but sitting together above my house. It wasn't very nice this morning at 7 o'clock, apart from it being not dark but not light either. But it looked as if it wasn't a very nice morning, and then bit by bit it's cleared. Clearing away to the south, I think. The sun's out, shining through the trees. It's dry, but there's a cool breeze this morning. Got a big jumper on. That tells a story. Ah, lovely fresh air this morning. I need it because although we slept with the usual interruptions for 10 hours last night. Is it 10? No, not 10. 7 o'clock till half 10, or half 10 till 7. 8.5 hours. 8.5 hours, goodness grief. I was actually totally and absolutely shattered this morning. I think the winter SAD syndrome is kicking in already, because at 7 a.m. it was still fairly dark, you know what I mean? And I think that's the body starting again to say, hey, stay in bed, man. It's dark. Days like this will be a nice day. Looking up to clear skies. I see that amoeba in my left eye. Truth be told, it was in my head all through my shower, because as I went into the shower, the ensuite, you can't say bathroom now, can you? Ensuite, it's got a WC and a sink and a shower, so no bath, so it's no longer a bathroom. What is it? Shower room. Okay, ensuite shower room. And because of the light wall boards that are on there, the amoeba was highly visible, if you like that. This sounds stupid, you know, it's in my eyes, but yeah, it's highly visible. It was highly visible, wasn't it? And so I started to think about what could it be, and is it urgent, is it? So, no other thoughts clouded my mind in the shower this morning. All I thought about was this thing in my eye, and even when I closed my eye to protect them from the soapy water, it was visible through my eyelid, if you know what I mean. Even now, I've become conscious of it again. Not that it's ever away, but more conscious of it floating about as my eye moves. So I checked my eyesight this morning. I covered one eye and then the other, and there's a noticeable difference in clarity of vision. And because this amoeba is quite big, it's covering my main field of vision. It's not that I can't see at all. I mean, I can see if I close my good eye, if I have a good eye left. If I close my good eye, I can still see and pick out features, but there's definitely a difference. And my eyes were tested about a year ago, just over a year ago. Nothing was found then. So I've got a phone call appointment with the doc this afternoon. He's going to call me and speak to me. I actually had it in my head this morning to jump the gun and drop into my local optician's, the one that normally does my eyes, and ask him if they'll do a quick check on this eye, see if they can see anything. And I guess that's more to put my mind at ease, but then maybe not, because I'm going through to Edinburgh this morning for a few hours, and maybe if it was bad news, yeah. So yes, it is bothering me now. Just thinking of the consequences of something happening to my eye. Best not linger. It is a lovely morning, but it's cool. I can't really think of anything worthwhile other than my eye. Yeah. Isn't it funny in life too, you know, that when we have something wrong with us, that others have to endure. I haven't told Mary yet. Don't want to worry her. It's bad enough one of us worrying. But yeah, when we have something wrong, and we tend to mope and moan about it, others have to go through the pleasantries. I'll tell you a wee funny story. The car boot on Saturday. No, Friday, sorry, Friday. Colin. Many of you know Colin. Through my voice you know Colin. Oh, you've actually heard Colin, I think. Well. My wife's said to me on Friday, and it was perfectly through, you know, doing car boots the way we do them, regularly doing them, you become equivalent to the hairdresser or your favourite bar person. People tell you all kinds of things that they wouldn't normally tell others, but when you're there, they'll come round the back and tell you things about their life, and it's true. But what was funny about Colin getting something off his chest that was worrying him was that he came round the back and said, "I need to go for a piss again." She said, "Very good, Colin, that's nice of you to share." She says, "No, I haven't to go. Go, and then I have to go again." And then 5 minutes later, I have to go again. Of course, the usual thing. I knew what it was. But Colin wanted to get this off his chest and then explained how, you know, he had the usual rear-end inspection from the doctor and all these things about peeing, and so we went on at great length and we went through the pleasantries, of course. But we were concerned because we do like Colin. So you'll be okay, Colin, just get the inspection done, get your blood test done, you know, you'll get medication, it'll be okay. I said, anyway, I'm going away. By the way, I had a large cup of McDonald's coffee. This was about his second or third by that time, so maybe I should have said to him, look, if you don't drink as much as that, you won't need to go. But anyway, so he says, I need to go. I said, well, we'll see you soon. And what was funny about the whole thing was, we had just poured our tea out and were eating our bacon sannies. So we had a bacon sannie in one hand, a cup of hot tea in the other, munching away and sipping away as Colin stood next to us and related all that detail. Never thinking once, here are two people eating their breakfast. It didn't bother us, but we might have been people who were put off their food or drink. Poor Colin. We'll find out at the next car boot how he gets on. See, that took my mind off my eye. Gotta go.